This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This week, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame got a little more crowded with its 25th induction ceremony. In the freshman class of five, the Stooges. The Hollies. ABBA. Genesis. And this man. Will they tell me off a pie up in the sky? Waiting for me when I die. But between the day you're born and when you die, they never seem to hear even your cry. That's Jimmy Cliff. He spoke at Monday night ceremony.
Reggae music is a music that was not conceived in the United States like most of the music forms that we know. So to be standing here with you today with the music that I was a part of creating is a big honor.
Jimmy Cliff popularized reggae before Bob Marley's star rose. Cliff sang and acted the lead role for the 1972 film The Harder They Come. It tells the story of a country boy who tries to make it in the Jamaican city of Kingston. Cliff is the first living reggae artist to be so honored. Marley was inducted posthumously in 1994. My co-host Michelle Norris spoke to Jimmy Cliff about his induction and his path to reggae.
I just want to begin with a simple question. How was it that you became a musician?
When my mother pushed me out, I went, However, you know, that I just knew from school that that's really what I wanted to do. And I started singing in school at a very early age, in church as well. You know, we had a gospel church in Jamaica.
What would you sing?
Oh, I was like, ask me how I'm saved, I'll tell you how. You know, great Christian songs. And there was a lot of church music around, all different kind of churches, you know, churches that we call Pocomania, which is like the original African church where they play the drums and chant and that kind of thing. So there was all kind of music around me growing up.
I want to ask you about the influence of rock and roll in your life. When did you first hear rock and roll music? Was it on the radio?
Yes, but when I really first heard it, I was living in my village up in the hills, and I did not have access to a radio. But one of my friends had access to a radio, and then he would sometimes go to the city, which was Montego Bay, which was like 12 miles. And then he would come back and tell me the latest songs that he heard in Montego Bay, whether it was Jerry Lee Lewis or Elvis Presley or Little Richard or Chuck Berry, you know. So, yeah, that's how I knew them, before my father was able to purchase a radio.
Tell me about that first radio that came into your home.
Well, my father wanted me to be educated, maybe be doctor or, you know, one of those professions that seem safe. So he said, now, which would you prefer? The higher lessons, we have to pay for it, or spend the money to buy a radio? I said, buy the radio. So he bought the radio. And, you know, it was my delight. I had the opportunity to hear music from the U.S., mainly from, like, New Orleans and Florida, that area. We could pick up that at nights.
Paint a picture for me. Help me see the young Jimmy Cliff sitting in his house listening to music. Where were you sitting and what were you listening to?
Well, I grew up in a small little room. My father was a tailor. And so there was a table that he did the cutting on. And there was a few stools that the customers would sit on. And I would sit on one of them. And there were like shelves in the little room, which was our house. And the radio would be on one of the shelves. And I would be sitting on this little stool every time, all the time, anytime a music comes on. This was my glory.
Is there a song that you particularly remember when you were sitting
You know, an American music, I think it was like, shaboom, shaboom. Shaboom, shaboom. Shaboom. Oh, every time I look at you, something is on my mind. And if you do what I want you to do, baby, you weep no more. Shaboom, shaboom. That was a big hit. It's an American song. I don't know. You know?
And you still remember every beat all these years later.
It's picked up the words off the radio.
You know, you write about difficult subjects often. You write about struggle and war and political strife, and yet so much of your music is so upbeat. I mean, even when you write about the struggling man or Vietnam, it still has a sort of bright tone to it. Struggling man, no time to lose. I'm a struggling man.
Yes, I think that comes from the fact that I grew up economically poor, spiritually rich. So even though I had this condition, that kind of balance made me always take the downside and kind of put an up to it. And then when I left my country and went to the city, Kingston, I also lived in the poorer part of the country, the ghetto. And, you know, a ghetto environment is tough, you know. So I learned the power of adversity.
You know, you hear reggae so many other places. You hear it in music from The Clash and music from The Police and music from Blondie, from, you know, The Toasters, The Selector. That must be quite pleasing to you.
Quite pleasing and gratifying to know that I was there at the conception of this music and I contributed my part, and I am here alive and well to see it being played by other people, yes.
Jimmy Cliff, congratulations. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you very much indeed.
Michelle Norris talking with Jimmy Cliff, who entered the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame earlier this week. He is releasing a new album entitled Existence, and he's touring throughout the United States this summer.
See that?